As terrorism increases across Europe, armed officers in the UK are now at the forefront of combating the growing threat.
We will do all we can to support our police and intelligence agencies with the resources and the capabilities that they need.
The pressure on those who risk their own lives and may have to take others is growing greater than ever.
If they pose an immediate threat to you, they cease to be a human being. They are a target because your brain has said, no, they have to be shot, and you shoot them.
Tony Long has been an armed police officer for 25 years. As part of the Specialist Firearms Unit for the Metropolitan Police, he was one of an elite group responsible for protecting the public at all costs.
Some people might find the taking of a human life absolutely abhorrent. But there are circumstances where that has to happen and somebody has to do it. And that somebody happens to be people like me.
Long has shot five people, killing three of them. It's made him Britain's deadliest firearms officer.
I fired at his head. I fired a single shot at his head. And as I did that, his eyes seemed to flip open and roll up into his head.
But the last of these shootings saw him in the dock, charged with murder. Suddenly, a man who had volunteered to put his life on the line was facing a possible life sentence.
So do police accept their marksmen are out of control?
Child accused of murder, Anthony Long.
The majority of the public have an unrealistic expectation of what a police firearms officer can and cannot do, and they don't understand why a police officer can't shoot the gun out of someone's hand or shoot them in the leg.
Now, for the first time, Tony Long breaks the code of silence to reveal the hard truth about life in Britain's most elite armed police unit.